Today we're visiting with upland game biologist RJ Gross, and we're going to talk about the recent pheasant crowing counts. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. RJ, tell our viewers, what is the pheasant crowing counts?
Yep. So they're predetermined 20-mile routes spread out across the state. We have right over 100 of them. We go out there and we run those three times between May 1st and June 10th, try and spread it out. And it's run by game and fish staff, wardens, and all hands on deck type of thing. And you do those, you go there, start at the first stop. There's 10 stops along those 20 miles. You get out of your truck, you listen for 2 minutes, and you count the number of pheasant crows that you hear. And you record that, come back, go to the next stop. And we do those three times so we can remove air. You know, you want clear, calm mornings, you know, so you can hear those pheasants a couple miles away type of thing. And it's not a total population count. It's an index that we can use, compare year to year. You know, we've been doing it for 50, 60 years. We have a pretty good data set. And it's about density, population density, and then overwinter survival of those roosters.
RJ, give the results statewide and then break it down to the four regions.
Mm-hmm. Statewide, compared to last year, it's relatively unchanged from last year. Still, you know, we had just a little bit, 3% more than last year, you know, not significant. Then we break down the state into four, basically pheasant management districts. Starting in the northwest, is up just very slightly, about a crow per stop. Compared to last year. And, you know, we expected that just because we had good, you know, good winter. Most of the state didn't really have winter, very little snow, and they had good production there last year. So it was good up in the northwest. The northeast, which is not really traditional pheasant habitat, that was up a couple crows per stop. You know, like I said, it's not really pheasant habitat. Most of the pheasants around there down south in that district down by I-94. And they had, you know, decent production around there. So it was good to see that. The southeast, they were up really similar to the northwest. And they had good production last year too. Not a very tough winter, so it was good to see that. And then we only had one place that was down this year, and that was the southwest, you know, where North Dakota's kind of famous. That's kind of our pheasant belt. It wasn't down significant or anything like that, just about a crow down as compared to last year. You know, and they had a good winter. You know, it's kind of surprising to see that they were down. But, you know, that area they had the worst of the cold snap in February, where we had, you know, negative temperatures for 2 weeks straight. I mean, that'll take a toll on anything. And then also, that's been the place where we've lost the most habitat acres. You know, just for example, CRP in the sign up last year, they didn't have 46,000 acres that wasn't re-enrolled in the program. And that's equivalent to 72 sections of land that could not be available for those pheasants anymore.
RJ, what is this data used for?
Yep, so like I said earlier, it's not a total population count, it's an index, and it's a population density index and overwinter survival of those roosters. And we use that in combination with our brood surveys to get a good fall outlook, so we can, you know, tell hunters and how it's going to be hunting, if there's going to be a lot of young roosters in the population or not.
RJ, I travel the state quite a bit. I see a lot of pheasants as I'm traveling. How are things looking during the nesting season, and why am I seeing so many pheasants on the roadsides?
Yep, and then a lot of people have said that. They've been seeing a lot of pheasants this year, and, you know, even in my travels and doing these crowing counts, you see a lot of pheasants out and about. And a lot of that, you know, we do have short memories. You know, When you look at it, it's usually pretty similar to the year before. And, you know, in the springtime, those pheasants, they're out developing their territories, you know, getting their nest sites. So you see them more often, they're more visible. Currently, it's conditions are not very favorable for pheasants. You know, we're having pretty good drought, and some of the state is in, you know, exceptional drought, the worst category that the drought monitor has. And the problem with drought is when the chicks hatch, the first 2 weeks that they're alive, they eat exclusively insects. And when there's no moisture, no soil moisture in the drought, those insects just don't hatch. They don't complete their life cycle. And if there's limited food available for those chicks, it's gonna be low chance of survival for them. And then also, if the drought gets bad enough, the hens will abandon nests. And if their nest gets destroyed, there's a lower chance that they will re-nest. And if they do re-nest, it'll be You know, instead of those 12 eggs that they lay, it'll be 4, 5, or 6 type of thing.
So the pheasant crowing counts really isn't a good indication on how the fall hunting season's gonna be.
Nope. It is a good index of the overwinter survival and density, but if we combo that with the late summer brood counts that we do, then it's a good fall predictor.
So we'll see you in September, early October, and talk about how the pheasant season's gonna be.
Yep, absolutely.
A lot of great information, RJ, thank you.
Thank you.